Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This podcast is sponsored by flashfilmacademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, flashfilmacademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get 3 free courses. flashfilmacademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit.
Before we even get started with the podcast, I want to introduce something new to you. If you're tired of missing these live streams or missing videos, we have a new service where we can text you when we go live or launch a new video. All you got to do is text Flash Film to 74121. That's one word, Flash Film to 74121. All right, let's get started. What's really good, ladies and gentlemen? Today, we're going to talk about something I get a lot of photographers ask me about. What lenses should I buy? What should be my first 3 lenses? And today, we're going to talk about that. Real simple. We're going to shoot it straight and tell you what 3 lenses you should have. Damn near every photographer should have these lenses if you're doing it right. But first, what we got to do is we got to roll these graphics so we can get right into it. Let's do that.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up. Because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's really good? If this is your first time on this channel right here, my name is Ty Turner. And this channel is about turning your passion into profit. It's about getting that bag. If you want to take pretty pictures, there's other channels for that. But if you want to learn how to monetize that skill set so that you can pay those bills and upgrade your car and move out of your mama's basement, this is the channel for you. Today, we're going to talk about something really simple. A lot of people want to know, a lot of photographers want to know where to start on glass. And we're going to talk about the 3 lenses you need in order to be a photographer. Like, these are the first 3 lenses you should look to buy. I don't care about the manufacturer. We're talking about focal lengths here. So don't care about manufacturer. Whatever body you got, the manufacturer that makes that body probably makes the best version of that glass for your camera. So we're going to talk about that. Let's get right into it. Let me first say, today's video is sponsored by us. Here at Flash Film Academy, we now have Module 3 that's available. It's out there. It's in the wind, it's in the world, and it's available. Let me say this, though. Listen to me. Listen to me loud and clear. Listen to me loud and clear. Let me put the gym alert on real quick and go with the background. This Black Friday, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's going to be nuts. I'm just going to put that there. Put your little pennies to the side. Do what you got to do. Pawn your mama necklace. Sell one of your arms, maybe a leg, whatever you got to do. Do something strange for some change. This Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it's going to be nuts. Just going to put that out there. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't ask me to run it back. Don't say, I missed. I'm telling you now. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it's going to be nuts. There are some things that we only doing for a certain amount of people. When that run out, you're going to get the regular. So we're going to announce more soon, but just know, this Black Friday, you get more than a throat punch. You probably get an uppercut. I'm probably going to finish you. It's going to be a flawless victory. I'm just going to put that out there. Now you know, No one's half the battle. So let's get back to the subject at hand. Let's talk about when you get into photography. That's not the one I wanted to click, but let's go here. When you get into photography, right? A lot of people want to know what glass, what lenses, Todd? Now, there is a small asterisk to this. There is something that you need to think about before you go, before you need to know what type of camera or lenses you want to get into. One is you need to know what your niche is, to know what area you're going into. If you're doing product photography, I'm probably going to say you need a macro lens to add on to these three lenses that I'm going to throw at you. If you're doing sports photography, you may need a very long 400, 800 millimeter f2.8, f4. If you're doing bird photography, there are some things you may want to add on to this list. However, these are the three lenses you need. Let me start with number one, which is probably going to be the cheapest on this list, and that is a 50 millimeter. I don't care if it's f1.8. I don't care if it's a f1.4. I don't care if it's a f1.2. That's the only one that has this flexibility, right? Make sure you have a 50 millimeter. If there is one lens I'm going to be stuck with doing any type of photography, like street photography, product photography, headshots, is going to be a 50 millimeter. That is the closest lens to the human eye. Whatever one you can afford, go for it and get it. I like the f1.2s. That's just me. But I've had f1.4s, and it's not that much of a difference. I'm going to be honest with you. It's f1.2 is really just a flex over the f1.4. I'm not going to hold you up. Is it a little more bokeh? Yeah. Is it really that big of a difference where a client is going to choose you over somebody else? Absolutely not. You can probably get away with an f1.8. Just want to be real with you. Like, don't kill yourself thinking you have to go out and get the best of the best. I promise you, a client is not going to choose you over somebody else because your bokeh is just a little better. I'm going to be honest with you. As Fam says, I'm currently looking at some old lens, and that's the 50. If you want to find some good old glass with character, look at some older 50s. There's some older 50s that are great, but however, for work purposes, now that's great for a look. You want to add a little something different to your headshots that only you can do? Find you some old glass with some character, and you'll have a product that only you can replicate with that lens. Trust me, that's a great way to go when you want to offer an executive level headshot or something you want to name. Remember, we talked about having items that other companies can't compete with because you name them what you name them, like a Big Mac. Burger King can't compete with that. All they have is the Whopper. It ain't the Big Mac, though, even though it's a big old double cheeseburger, just like the Big Mac. You can do that if you have glass with character, if that is your style, if that is your niche, right? A lot of wedding photographers do this really well. If they specialize in black and white images, they have glass that has character. Joseph hit it right on the head. The Helios 58 millimeter has great character. I don't know if you've ever tried it. I own two of those. They're very cheap. They're very inexpensive. And it has a swirly look with the bokeh. It is one of my favorite lenses of all time. I even use it for video. Use that thing for video, Joseph, and watch how crazy those talking heads get. I only use it on people. You got to be direct spot center of the glass to get good shots, but use it on video. It has a very swirly background, very swirly look. Found a couple vintage cameras. Should they work? I tried. The good thing about having mirrorless lenses is because of the flange distance is so little, you can adapt just about any piece of glass you find. You just got to learn whatever that mount is. Like, I found old Minolta glass and I'll adapt just to see what it looks like with the new sensor. You'd be surprised. Joseph said, I've used it with the Pocket 6K and love it, man. It'll get you some shots, and people are like, what? I got a Pocket 6K. How did you get that? Like, how did you get that out of it? The Helios 58, you can find them for like $100. Like, it's super cheap. You can get them off Amazon all day long. Like, that's one of those lenses. And people would be like, I got that same camera. I shot mine with the 50. How did you get that out of it, though? Like, what did you do to get the bokeh to do that? It's a sleeper lens that's dirt cheap. You can buy them already adapted to your mount, You can go on Amazon to find them. I think I have some listed. If you go to Ty's gear at Flash Film Academy and click on the link, it'll take you to it. So 50, and that's that 50 is more of a look style 50. You still want to get you a regular solid 50 that you want to get you a solid 50 that you can still use to get a clean look. So you want to make sure that you are you still have that as well. So get both. Don't be afraid to get both. And you know, that way you'll have the ability to jump. The Helios is only $100. Like I said, you can't, come on now, it's $100. So you can't spend that on glass. You shouldn't be here. Just want to be real with you. Like there's a certain, if you're in this industry, if you decide you want to go in this industry, there's a certain level at which you're going to have to spend to be a part of it, period. You can't be a NASCAR driver if you got a raggedy car. They're not letting you in. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't, you just can't be a part of it. Stack your bread, do what you got to do. That way you can, you can be tall enough to ride this ride. And that comes back to a lot of people ask me, well, how did I come up with the prices for the courses? Well, one, they're designed to get you that money right back. Two, they're cheaper than any cheap lens you would ever buy. If you can't afford to get in the game at that level, you can't afford to get in the game, because there are things that you're going to have to pay for when you start a business that costs money. An LLC ain't cheap. Trademark ain't cheap. Logo design ain't cheap. Color palette ain't cheap. A website ain't cheap.
Pause for a second. I know you're in the middle of something dope, but I wanted to make sure I tell you about a course over at Flash Film Academy that changed the game for me. It literally took my business from attracting mostly low-end clients to consistently landing and closing bigger clients with bigger budgets. It's called the 5 Key Steps for Creating an Effective Portfolio That Converts. If you're a photographer, videographer, editor, colorist, or graphic designer, it's very simple. This course teaches you how to take what your brand does well and present those things in a way that help the clients understand how your brand can solve their problem. When clients are trying to make a decision on why or even if they should work with you, blasting them with your best video clips set to music won't cut it anymore. It doesn't set you apart, show value, or help buyers in the process of making a decision. This course teaches you how to create a commercial for your brand, providing a first impression that will help 10x your ability to land quality clients. Remember, if you can't effectively tell your story, clients won't hire you to effectively tell their story. Go to flashfilmacademy.com today to get started. Use promo code POD5, that's POD5, to save 15% off this course.
If you can't pay enough to learn what you need in order to save you thousands, you just can't afford to get in the game. You got to go reevaluate some things, or maybe cut some things out in life that may not be helping you reach your goal. You know, it just is what it is. It's fam says, I'm still with the kit lens. He said, I'm waiting on that wide angle, like you mentioned, better establishing shots. I'm thinking about shooting iPhone until I get my all my lenses. Okay, think about this. Don't be afraid to rent glass for jobs. Don't be afraid to rent your glass for your jobs. So number one lens, of course, is the 50. Gotta have the 50. It's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Like, it's just, you gotta have a 50. Even if you want a cheap 50, go with the Canon Fantastic Plastic, the F1.8, 50mm 1.8. It is a $120 lens. You can find them used on Facebook Marketplace or, you know, Craigslist for $80, $60. It's there all day long. You can find them all day long. Get you a Fantastic Plastic. I have shot for big companies using a Fantastic Plastic, using a Canon 50mm f1.8. I've shot a lot of stuff for a lot of companies you would not believe with that lens. I've shot headshots for million-dollar CEOs with a $98 lens. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, no client is ever going to choose someone else over you for more bokeh. These companies know we care about that stuff, so they make us care about it. But a client will never, ever choose somebody over you because of more bokeh. It's not for Sony, But if you have an adapter, you have an EF to EMON adapter already, you can use it with Sony. Definitely. So they sell them at Best Buy. You can get them everywhere. You can go on Facebook Marketplace and get one of these plastic, lenses in a heartbeat. They're really good. In fact, whenever I get a photography mom who's into photography and they're like, what's the first lens I should get? That is the first lens you should get. So make sure it's on your list. Make sure it's a cheap way to start. What do I think about the 30mm for video? It has its place, but I got the next lens I'm going to tell you to get is better. The next lens on the list, lens number two on the list for sure. For those who want to jump on the podcast, there you go. The next lens on the list is a 24-70 f2.8. Got to be an f2.8, not the f4. 24-70 f2.8 is the second lens that should be in your bag. Depending on who your manufacturer is, if you go with Sony, if you go with Sigma, if you go with Tamron, I think Tamron got a 28-70 or something similar. It needs to be an f2.8. I don't care which one you go with. This is a focal length you need. This is going to cover your wide shots, especially if you're shooting with a full frame. If you have APS-C, you may want to do 18-35 Sigma. So if you are a full frame shooter, you want to go with the 24-70. If you are a APS-C or a crop sensor shooter, you want to go with 18-35. If you are a crop sensor shooter, a 50 may be too tight for you. That's when I would tell you to do 30mm. So full frame, we're going 50. Crop sensor, we're going 30. Full frame, we're doing 24-70. Crop sensor, we're doing 18-35. Keep that in mind because your sensors, the size of your sensor determines a lot. So 24-70, my favorite is the G Master by Sony. My second favorite is the Sigma version. That's just me. If I got to pick one and go with it, if money's not an option, I'm going Sony. I'm also going, I like a lot of Sigma glass. That's just me. I like a lot of Sigma glass. So you use SLR Magic Micro Primes, great quality lens, built like a tank, gives the footage some character. I love it. I hear a lot about the SLR Magic. Definitely for video. So again, 24-70 is the second lens that should be in your bag, especially if you're full frame. If you plan on getting full frame, I would suggest that you buy full frame glass now. Don't have to switch over later. Don't buy all APS-C stuff because it's cheaper usually. And then you switch over and half of your glass is non-usable. You don't want them problems. If you have a full frame, you can always crop the APS-C. If you have APS-C, there's nothing you can do to be full frame unless you get a speed booster. And that's a whole nother conversation. We ain't got to go that route. We can make it really simple. We don't have to go that route. We can make it really, really simple. So again, number two is 24-70. Let me talk about this lens a little bit. 24-70 is great for your establishing shots. It's great for if you ever got to do it. And then this is really photography based, but it covers a lot in video as well. But it allows you to get great body shots, great wide shots. It allows you to get compression because it zooms. It gives you so much, and it's great for events. 24-70 is my number one go-to lens for events, especially f2.8. I usually have two camera bodies. One of them has the 24-70. The next one has the one we're going to talk about next. But 24-70 is my all-time probably most used lens, period. It just covers so much. So because it covers so much and it helps in so many different places, you don't want to cut corners with this. You don't want to go f4 because it's one of the lenses that live on your camera. It lives on your camera. It's always on your camera. And number three, the third lens I would highly suggest that you get. This one's a little more pricier, but it's needed. That's 70-200 f2.8. Do not go f4. There's 70-200 f2.8. If you have a Sony, do I suggest Sony version? Absolutely. However, you can get a Sigma or a Tamron for half the price. The difference usually is not in image quality as much. It's probably a 10 to 15% difference in image quality. It's probably a 20 to 30% difference in focusing speed. So if you're doing something that requires fast focusing, live events, weddings, sports, you want to go with the lens that's native to your camera body to get you the fastest focusing possible. If you're not doing that, if you're not doing something crazy fast, you got one time to catch this, you can go with a Sigma or a Tamron. That's the lens you can go with. You can go with one of those. When I was doing sports, sideline NFL was Sony all day. Nothing to talk about. I'm using Sony. I got to go Sony. When I shot with Canon, I had a Canon version. And another thing too, look at this. If you buy a 70 to 200, I can almost guarantee you that 5 years later, it'll still be worth 80% of what you paid for it. That lens holds its value like no other lens. You can go get a Canon 7200 Series 1 with image stabilization. It probably sold for about $2,100. It's still worth. And we're talking about one that came out with the 5D Mark I. It's probably still worth $1,200 to this day. And I think they have three versions with the EF mount, and now they got the first version with the RF mount, and it's still worth money. A 70 to 200 F2.8 holds its value like crazy. It'll hold its value way more than your body will. Your body will be something. Think about it. It came out with the 5D Mark I's. What are they worth now? $150, $200 tops. We're talking about a lens that you may have spent $1,800 for in 1996, 97, that's still worth over $1,000 today. Lenses hold their value, especially that lens, the 70 to 200. So again, you want to get a 50, and this is full frame 50 millimeter. You want to get a 24 to 70 because you want to make sure that, you know, you have that middle part covered. And you want to get a 70 to 200. Let's talk about some of the uses for 70 to 200. In my opinion, the 70 to 200, with the exception of maybe a 85 or an 80 millimeter, is my all-time favorite headshot lens. Because especially outdoors, because it offers so much compression. You get somebody in front of a skyline, you zoom in, you can pull that skyline right up behind them. It looks good. It's super sharp. And it's very fast. F2.8 is very fast. My 70 to 200, even for video, when I shoot interviews, my 70 to 200 is my go-to glass. I love it. 70 200 has a lot of places. People think it's just for zooming and far. Nope. I do headshots, waist-up shots, full-body shots. I shoot almost everything with my 70 to 200. It just has a better look. My 24 to 70 offers me a lot of range. You know, wide shots and all of that. But when I want a sharp, really intentional look, 70 to 200 is it. Gotta have a 70 to 200. And I'm gonna tell you how dope that lens is. Even if you have a crop sensor, I'm not telling you there is no equivalent for it. You just buy you a 70 to 200 and go for it. Archie said, I'm thinking about getting a Tamron 18 to 300 for my wife to start using it for photography. If I buy the F1.4 for $2,000 for prime, the lens is okay. 70 to 200. If you don't own the 70 to 200, I would highly suggest you get that first. Unless you're shooting something that require you to be birds or something where you need the 300 millimeter. 70 200 is it is what it is. Yeah. Mr. B, there you go. Say I bought a used 70 to 200 2.8 IS Mark I in 2011 for $1,100 and it's worth $700 now on eBay. $400 to rent a lens that's 10 years old. Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to get a 70 to 200. So you can get a Tamron Trinity F2.8 set for less than a G Master 70 to 200. 70 to 200 F2.8. Excellent starter for Sony. I highly suggest Tamron and Sigma 70 to 200s if you're looking for a place to start. Absolutely. Used market is a great place. You can get some deals. Let me say this too. I want to drop this nugget in here. My favorite time of the year is right after Christmas when it comes to used camera gear. Because everybody got their new toy, their new camera. Everybody got their new mount. They got their switch in the mirrorless, and they putting all their gear on sale. All their gear on sale. So I put money to the side for January through March, and I'm going through Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist like crazy because you're catching people who are selling a lot of stuff. You're catching people that are selling a lot of stuff because they may have just received a mirrorless camera. They may have just switched from Nikon to Panasonic or Canon to Sony or Sony to Nikon. And they're offloading a lot of gear and they're trying to recoup some money back for the holidays. So definitely. Good looking out, bae. He said, how do you feel about the Sigma 105 f1.4? I absolutely love that lens. I have the Sony 100mm STF, and that was the other lens I was thinking about going with. I actually like that lens. If I see one that's on sale, I may grab one. I really like that lens. For what you do, and I know exactly the type of photography you do, that lens will be absolutely perfect for what you do. If you can get one, pull a trigger on it. Pull a trigger on it. In with the new, out with the old. That's right. I'm buying the EF 24 to 70 F2. If you can get a 24 to 70, go for it. Especially if you can get a Canon version. But those are the three lenses. 50, if you APS-C. And listen, if you have an APS-C lens, I would say buy a full. If you know in the future, hey, this is a pit stop, I'm going to full frame, start buying your full frame glass now. Don't wait. I know APS-C is a little cheaper, but the money you lose trying to sell that and upgrade is not worth it in the long run. Buy full frame glass now. And then remember, marry the lenses, date the bodies. We want long-term relationships with the lenses. We don't want long-term relationships with the bodies because they don't last long. Glass lasts. Bodies don't. So marry the lenses, date the bodies. Invest in your glass. Make sure you be careful with the bodies, but invest in your glass. I have a whole case dedicated to nothing but my lenses. I probably got 20 lenses, way too many. But I have a whole case dedicated to glass because I just don't want to sell any of it. Because there hasn't been a lens I sold that I didn't regret selling. Even if I switched from that, I remember switching from Blackmagic and going to Sony's and getting rid of a lot of EF glass until I really understood that you can adapt EF glass to Sony really well. And then I end up buying a Blackmagic again later, and it was glass that I sold that I wish I would have kept. So the only glass that I sold that I didn't really miss sleep over was Micro Four Thirds because I realized I wasn't going to go back to that mount. Nothing against that mount at all. I just didn't have much glass in that mount because I only had a Blackmagic pocket. And most of the times I used it with a speed booster. So that was the only glass that I didn't regret. But Micro Four Thirds are okay if you plan on living in that body. If you plan on living in Micro Four Thirds and you want to stay within that area, invest in that glass. If not, always go full frame. Even if you're going to adapt it to Micro Four Thirds, go full frame. You'll have it in the future. I have a Canon EOS RP full frame. Which 24 to 70 should I get? Okay, your number one choice is always going to be the Canon version. That's your number one choice. If you're in a place where you can shell out that money, go for that. If not, you look at like a Sigma or look at one of those. Look at one of those. That'll be the best way to Sigma or Tamron, and maybe adapt the EF over to it. So. All my gold members getting ready to pop on to the, go ahead. I'll let y'all come in and fill up everything and keep everybody on mute, but I'll let y'all go do that while we, get it all set up. But those, you want to own those three lenses. Ty, pros and cons about buying on Facebook. I heard a lot of bad reviews. Okay. I like buying gear on Facebook because a lot of times I meet people who don't know what they got. Right. I had a lady sell me it was a 16 to 24, something like that. And she thought that the autofocus didn't work and she didn't know it was a switch. And the lens was like a $1,600 lens. She thought she got it wet and it wasn't working. And she was trying to sell it for like $400 because she didn't know how to work it. I put it on my camera body, and I remember she had like, I came up to her work to get it, and she had went in the other room, and I hit the switch, and it was like, zoop, zoop. I was like, this thing worked. Hit the switch back and paid her right there. Here you go. See you later. Always take your camera body so that you can test the glass. Make sure you point the glass into light so that you can see if there's any scratches or nicks or anything on the lenses, especially the internal elements. I see a lot of people who have issues with internal elements. That is a problem. And I'll tell you another trick too. I often look for Sony glass that has dirt inside, right? I'm gonna tell you why, a little trick. Good looking out, Final Cut Media. Appreciate you, bro. Good looking out on the super chat. So I am a Sony Pro member, which any of you can sign up with as long as you have a Pro body or two. They offer free cleanings. So if I buy glass that has dirt in it or something on the element, and I can talk the person down and say, well, it's got dirt in it, you know, it's going to be $200-$300 to clean it. Not for me, because I'm a Sony Pro. So I may get a glass way below market value because it has dirt in it, or it has fog in one of the lenses, or a speck on the lenses, or something that I know I can get fixed for free. So a lens that's $1,600, it's already used for $1,200, I may be able to walk away with it for $850, $900 on a lens that's easily double the price almost, because I know how to clean it, how to get it fixed, things like that. So those are things you may want to think about. I like buying a lot of used lenses for me, you know. What's the benefit of the new DJI 4 camera if it's on a tripod? Are you talking about the Ronin 4D? There isn't a lot. They just give you that option. There isn't a lot, honestly. I wouldn't choose that over a traditional camera if I'm never going to use it handheld. That camera has a specific job. What I do like about it is you can install the EF mount, so you can use all your E-mount glass, your Sony glass. If you're not running and gunning a majority of your life, I would not invest in that camera. Trust me, I really like it. I really want that camera. I really need a reason to buy it, but I don't have one when I'm honest with myself. I do a lot of corporate work. I don't do the type of corporate work where I'm running gun all the time. I have a Ronin. I have multiple bodies. Is it going to outshoot my A7S on a Ronin? Nope. I already got that. Why would I go out and spend another $6,000 to replicate that? It's just, it doesn't make sense for me. If you're doing a lot of running gun, hanging off the side of cars and things like that, and you got big budget clients, it may work for you. I'm not, you know, I just want to make sure it makes business sense. And right now it doesn't make business sense for what I'm doing. So I'm not going to spend the money on it. I am, however, waiting on, I'm waiting to see what else Blackmagic does, because the new update they just came out with, the 6K Blackmagic Ursa Mini. I need more from you, Blackmagic. That ain't gonna cut it. So it's supposed to be the perfect running gun camera. I agree with that. But if it was $399, if it was a 4K, they need to come out with a 4K version. That's $399. It makes sense, but it not for me. Batteries are proprietary. There isn't a lot of memory options. The sensor is still unproven. It looks great. Every shot I've seen looks excellent. So I just, for me, it doesn't work for what I'm doing. If you're indoors and have good light, F4 is fine for most work. If you can afford F2.8, go for it. Period. It's just a big difference. It don't seem like it number wise, but it's a big difference. I will take F2.8 over F4 just for low light purposes, just all day long. Ty, sorry if I'm late. What's your take on high-end cine lenses for corporate work? Okay, that's a great question. That's a really good question. I'm not crazy about it for corporate work. Don't get caught up in that. Do not get caught up in thinking you need cinema glass for work. Let me be real with you. I'm going to tell you what other YouTubers ain't telling you. And I just want to make sure I punch you in the throat with this, right? Your client don't give a damn. Your client does not care. Your client don't care about the glass that you're using. You care about it. And I've done things with a $98 Helios 58 millimeter that has blown clients away. They did not care what lens I had. Don't let these YouTubers and people online telling you you need to spend $9,000 for one lens to get superb quality for a $2,000 shoot. Do not fall for that. Because the only person that's going to care is you. And I'm not spending $9,000 on a lens to make $2,000. If you do that, you won't be in business long. Don't fall for that. Is there a place for a $9,000 lens? Abso-freaking-lutely. On a movie that's making $228 million. On a show that's making $300,000. Absolutely. There is a place for CineGlass and cinema lenses. There is definitely a place. Now, I'm not talking about the affordable Rokinons and Samyangs. Go for it. Yeah. But do not fall for the trap that you need a $3,000 50 millimeter cinema lens to get an image that's usable for clients, for business owners. That is complete BS. That is complete BS. You can walk in there with a Sigma 50 millimeter photography lens, a 50 millimeter Art F1.4, and do just as well. I've seen people who, you need to get your lens rehoused. So it, look, we're not changing no optics. We're just adding gears to it. And you want me to pay an extra $3,000 for that? For what? I do understand the benefits for pulling focus and things like that. I do understand that. But for what you're doing, don't take on that cost when you don't have to. You got to be smart with your business. Don't take on that cost when you don't have to. Archie says, pull focus or autofocus? Great question. Went through this last week. Let me be real. The A7S III is the first camera where I really feel comfortable with the autofocus. There has not been a camera before that where I really, maybe a C200. Maybe a C100 Mark II with a Canon lens on it. Maybe. The A7S III is the first camera I feel comfortable with any lens on it. The Fenna crew loves spending money like that. Absolutely. So, you know, I liked, and it depends who you got. If you got a person that's doing this, it depends on what you're shooting. Autofocus. If you got somebody that's still, and you don't have to always shoot at f2.8. That's what I like about the A7S III is it allows me to shoot at f2.8, f1.4, lock on the eyes, and get great focus, even though they're moving slightly. Because at f1.4, you can go from here to here, and it's out of focus. Let me give you an example. Right now, I'm shooting at f1.2. I'm shooting at f1.2. It's a very thin layer of focus. The A7S III is keeping up with it. So that gives you an idea. But yeah, like I was saying earlier, do not fall for the CineGlass. There is a place for cinema glass. Yes. Yes, there is a place for it. Don't you go out there and kill yourself trying to get it, thinking that one piece of glass is going to change everything for you. The only thing that's going to change everything for you is this. That's the only thing you need to be investing in that's going to change everything. If you think it's going to be a camera, a lens, if I get this study cam, if I get this drone, don't. Don't. This is the only thing that's going to change everything for you. I know people that got all the gear in the world. They go to work to buy it and can't land a client to save their life. I've referred people to them and they fumbled on the 1 yard line because they didn't invest in this. Do not get caught up in the gear hype. You can get three lenses and take over the game. You can get an A6500, an A6400, an A6600. Get two of them and three lenses, some lights, and a lav mic, and produce quality that can be seen on the Discovery Channel. I've done it. I've produced content that was photography that was in the Cosmo. That was in the Cosmo, and video that was shown nationally with an A6500. Absolutely. Do not get caught up in thinking you need to go get whatever this crap they're telling you you need to get. any of the channels that drop videos on cameras the day they come out, you got to understand that they're selling gear. And I'm sorry, your favorite YouTuber, you know, when you went to all three of their channels, they all had exclusive content about some specific piece of gear. And they held it, you know what I'm saying? They got the gear and they held it like this and they talked about it spec for spec. And this has 5.6K at 60 frames per second with the Super Hyper Smooth 2 that now, if they talk to you like that, like, wait a minute, nobody said, yo, it's dope. You know, it's straight. It's good in low light. No. You know, it's pretty smooth. You know, when I ran with it, it didn't shake. No, they didn't say that. They said the Hyper Smooth 2 technology that's now available prevents the, like, wait, what? Everybody's going spec for spec, word for word, because it's in their contract and they have to. They have to. And the onboard lens shoots at f1.2 now, which is greater than last year's model of f1.6. Wow. Here's an example of how, okay, everybody. All right. That is literally how it is. Look it up. Thanks. I appreciate being your favorite YouTuber. But when you go through 5 and 6, and I'm like, dang, like, the day it come out, all y'all has had, y'all have had it for weeks. $6,000 cameras, y'all have had it for weeks. That ain't weird. You know what I'm saying? Think about how you would describe your favorite lens, right? You would describe your favorite lens as, you know, it's nice. It focuses fast. You know, it's sharp. The edges are cool. Your favorite YouTuber, they're like, and the lens has a new Sonic 2 motor in it that focuses 15% faster than last year's model. It's 20% faster than its competitor. Like, wait, what? I would never describe it like that. And I use it every day. And that's why you know what I'm saying? Like, all your favorite YouTubers go from being real cool to just spec by spec. And you like, wait a minute. So you had it for one day and you know this stuff to a T? That's weird. We've only had one day with it, but I know that it produces 2,058 million dot resolution screen on the back that can now be seen in daylight with a nit value of 1300. I've used it all day and it's perfect. Like, how have you had it for 24 hours and you've used it in every lighting condition? But hey, these are people now. These are the guys y'all like. So, hey, you know, I just want to be real with you. You got to be careful because they're the ones that's making you want to go out and buy all this stuff that you don't need to be great, or at least to monetize it, to go into business, to make six figures doing this stuff. You don't need all of that. I'm prime example. You don't need all of that. I've run a company with two A6500s. You don't need all of that. I like them because they were small, quick. They're great quality, great and low light, really, really decent autofocus. And they were that big. And I can get a suitcase and put 5 lenses, those cameras, a battery pack, everything. Go to the next shoot. So, you know, those are things you got to think about when you're watching these channels, man. They feeding you this stuff. They got a nice little check, or at least they got to keep the camera. Hell, I'll talk about it if you send it to me. I'm not going to say what you want me to say, but I'll talk about it. You send me a DJI Ronin 4D, we can talk about it. I used it on the shoot. This is what I feel about it. It's going to be a real nice check before you see me on here. Like, and this is the new, like, if you see me come on and I double blink, y'all, just know I got the check. Don't even just know they cut me a big check. I'm paying off a car. All right, guys, listen. So I got to get that bread now. Hey, this the cue. If you just this the cue, this the gym alert. If you ever see me come on and I'm double blinking, like, just know that I got that bag. And after this video, we're gonna do the real video. When you gold member and we go off the air, I'm gonna be like, man, this junk trash. It crashed on me 3 times. Listen, let me tell you what they paid me, though. We paid the car off. We're looking at new houses on the hill. But, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Real quick. Let me see. Did the same thing for 85 millimeter at a pawn shop. You can get some, there's some good stuff out. Pawn shops are tricky, right? Pawn shops are tricky. I like to catch people. I always say I like to catch people hurting. New iPhone can shoot well enough with good lighting, but will clients pay? When it comes to our interview prep, you know what? I've been testing that theory on trying to see if people trip if I shoot with an iPhone. People don't trip as much as you think they do, especially if you got it on a stand and you got stuff with it. They don't trip as much as you think they do. Put a matte box. You ever feel like, let me tell you this little trick. This is a gym alert. Let me put this back up here. Hold up. Let me find this again. Okay, listen to me. Lean into your phone. Lean into your screen. If you ever feel like your gear is inadequate, throw a matte box on it. That's all it takes. Throw a matte box or a cage. You'll feel good. You don't care what you got. I don't care what you got. If you sitting there like, all right, got to stay at this pace. When people see a matte box, they think of movies. Matte box that bad boy and watch. They're going to be like, wow, you can get you $100 matte box. People are like, we're in the movies. Try it. You can get kicked out of a place. You put a matte box on your iPhone, they'll kick you out. Like, no professional cameras in here. You're like, what? They'll kick you out of there. They'll be like, man, it's Golden Corral. It doesn't matter. You're not filming Golden Corral with a professional camera. It's a matte box on the iPhone. It doesn't matter. You're shooting movies. You got to get out. Trust me. Look, get you a matte box. If you want to feel big and bad about your camera, it works. That's why you see I be seeing people indoors with matte boxes. Like, what light are you blocking, bro? The sun ain't even in here. What are you blocking with a matte box? What are you doing? Unless you got one that uses like an ND filter. Like, I've been seeing, like, what are you blocking? I'm just curious. Unless you got some crazy lighting and you can't control your light. You don't have a grid on your light and it's just pouring into your lens. What are you blocking with a matte box indoors? I just want to know. Anyway. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bring on our gold members real quick. We can chop it up with him, chop it up with our gold members that's waiting patiently. I'm going to give y'all a few seconds to jump on this video. I know we got 20 of them in the room and two of them on the video. So we'll give them a second to jump on. How many hours was the Hyundai shoot? The Hyundai shoot was only 6 hours. 6 hours. And really, it would have been four, but we had people that were late. 6 hours. Yeah. Wasn't that bad at all. Okay. Let's see if we can pull this up. Let's see if we can pop that on. Let's see. Oh man, I got a picture of me with a picture of me. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure that I ain't on that thing real quick. We're going to make sure. Okay. Everybody jumping on. Let's make sure we out of here. Let's see. Let's hide the self view. Make sure you guys, I know I brought you in muted, but I should be able to hear you now.
That reminds me, Ty, of taking some of those old video cameras and shooting a picture of yourself in the mirror. And on the viewfinder, when you'd rotate the camera, it would like have like 27 pictures of you deep and it would be like in slow motion, right?
Yeah.
You know, ever done that?
Heck yeah. I'm going to tell you, there was an effect that I used to, the Michael Jackson, I think it's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough video. I think it was kind of like that where he was in the front with the little sparkly and it was like just, you know, back then in the '80s, it was like, you know, special effects designer of the year. Yeah. I just pointed a camera at the screen and we got that effect and we put Michael in front of it. Like what in the world? But yeah, I would try that at. But, and then I started watching, like Discovery Channel and they started, like, you know, we think we see a ghost in here and to find the ghost, we're going to point a camera at a camera. And it was just like weird stuff. So, yeah, that was my childhood for you. You know, they'd had all these tools and techniques, and I was one of the tools and techniques. So after I seen that, I kind of stopped. But, you know how I go. True Visual said, what happened with your power outage? You know, I live in an area that don't really have many power outages. So it's weird that we got one. and it was flickering. And I was like, I'm not going to go on here and get mid-conversation. I've been to hit my gym alert button, and I'm like, let me tell you the keys to making $1 million in 20 seconds. And then it just go out, and then people cussing me out. So I didn't want to do y'all like that. Another lens question came up. Tilta or small rig? I like Tilta. Tilta's, I like both, be honest with you. I got a mixture of both. I don't like one over the other. Small rig's usually cheaper. How many people do you interview during 6 hours? I interviewed 3 people. We shot 2 videos, so they had 2 interviews each per person. So we just one subject, you know, and then we just changed camera angles a little bit and then shot the second part. One was internal, one was external. But like I said, recruiting videos are hot right now. Recruiting videos are hot right now. Another question that came up was about real estate photography. Where did that question go? Okay, 14 or 16 for real estate. Depends on your sensor size. If your crop sensor, depends on your sensor size. You may want to go as big as you can go, as wide as you can go. So 14, if possible. Whatever the biggest, the largest you can go without distortion, without going fish eye, is the largest you want to go when it comes to real estate photography. Now, listen, depending on what software you use, if you're a Lightroom guy, depending on what you're using, you can correct a lot of that distortion. There is a lot to help you correct that distortion. But if you're doing architectural photography where they want extremely perfect lines, you want a tilt shift lens. You don't want to go with a lens that offers distortion. So no go when you're doing architectural photography. If you want to do architectural photography, you want to offer that as an upsell, you're going to have to spend money and get that funny looking tilt shift lens. That tilt shift lens is also dope for car photography too, but you're here for me. There's some cool things you can do with it. But that would definitely be an upsell when it comes to real estate photography, because some people who do architectural need a level of detail that usually don't come across in the average real estate photography. Real estate makes it look pretty. Architectural is about accuracy. So keep that in mind. Pretty, but accurate. Real estate, you know, you get a good lens and you can make a 700 square foot house look like a 2,200 square foot house. You're going to bring a lot of people there looking to buy it. You know, you get a lot of action because they're like, it's cheap. You sure that's, it looks really cozy and nice. And you get there and you go in the living room and do a U-turn and knock over the couch and flip the TV because it's smaller than it looks. But the photographer is really good at making that space look bigger. You know, the person that's selling a house will like that attention. Whereas in architectural photography, that'll be a complete turnoff. That'll get you fired quick and get you kicked out of the city quick. And, you know, you don't want to have to use them hands. You know, them dudes who be, you know, them on them blueprints, their hands be strong, man. You don't want to have, it's like getting kicked by a punter or somebody. Like, you don't want to get punched by a pitcher. It's not a good look. They don't go together. You ever got punched by a pitcher? Go play baseball and get punched by a pitcher. It's not a good look. You get kicked by a soccer player, it's not a good look. You don't want it. He said, what's up from San Francisco? Good to see you back. 80, 85, 90, 105, or 135 for headshots. Okay, first off, got to start with the sensor size. Full frame, I like 85 or 105. If I'm going to buy two, I'm doing 85 and 105. I don't like to do 135. That's just me. That's the beauty of trying new lenses, right? And you have the ability to create your own signature look, right? That only you can replicate because of the lens selection you choose. That's why I tell you to rent lenses and try things and play with different lenses, because you may be able to create a look that is second to none, like, or at least that is your signature style. So when you have your signature style and clients are looking through headshot clients all day and they come across your stuff and they're like, man, something's just nice about the way they do it. You know, that's why I would kind of come up with it's like I said before, your competitive advantage, right? McDonald's got the Big Mac. You may have a signature headshot that only you create. You may have and if you can have that as an upsell over a traditional 50 millimeter headshot, and look at the difference. This is why these are more. We put more into light and we shoot them differently. They take a little more time, but look at the end result. You always got to show people the benefit, not the feature. The feature is we shoot it at 135 millimeter at f1.8. They don't care about that.
The benefit is it makes you look a little slimmer. There's a little more lighting. It looks more prestigious. It looks more high end. It looks more executive level. So you want to make sure you show clients the difference as you explain to them why this, we offer this, but we also have this, and this is why. A lot of clients will bump up to that. A lot of times we miss money because we, in our mind, we think we do everything, but the client don't really know what we do. That's why I tell you to structure the pricing and give clients options, because they would have bought more with you. They just don't know what you do and don't have proof that you do it well. Right? They just don't know. They don't know. How many times have you gone to a restaurant you've been to 1,000 times and realized they had something? Like, give you an example. I was in Chili's yesterday, right? Chili's got, they don't have onion rings, but they got like these onion chips. I've never seen them before. They had them for years. You mean tell me I've been coming here getting these nasty fries and you had onion chips for years? I'm from up north. I like White Castles. They onion chips is the best. They like that. If you somewhere in the South and you want some White Castle onion chips, go to Chili's and ask them for onion chips. They just like the White Castle ones. They give you this whole sack. In your mind, you're going to eat it, but you never finish it. Your mind, you're about to go through all 3,000 of them. You never finish them, but they're that good. So you want to make sure that you create a proposal or a platform so clients can see all that you have to offer, as well as understand how it benefits them. And you don't have to sell. That's what's unique about the way we teach it here is you don't have to sell. If you take the time to make the proposal right, to make the website right, to make sure that you know who your niche client is and you have things set up to walk them through the process, you don't have to be a good salesman. And a great example of that is the fact that McDonald's is going to a kiosk instead of a person. People suck at selling, but kiosks show you pictures of pickles and ask you, do you want extra pickles? And you're like, man, yeah. Do you want to add an apple pie? Yeah. Do you want to get a parfait? Yeah. So if you present people with the information properly and explain the benefit to them in a way that they can relate, they will sell themselves. And that way you're not stuck with their idea of my budget is only $5. That way you can give them a reason to blow their budget out the water without even asking them about their budget. I don't need to know your budget. I'm going to offer you everything we got and you're going to pick what you want. And I promise you, they're going to spend more than their budget if it's worth it. You bought something that was more than what you wanted to spend, but it was worth it. I want leather seats. It's going to take my car note up another $20, but man, I want leather seats. I want a sunroof. I want the V8. I don't want the V6. I want the body kit. I want the extra paint. I want the LED headlights. You know what I mean? You go in there like, I just want to go here, but you leave and you're telling yourself, yeah, my car note is double, but that's what I want. I'm going to be happier to pay this higher car note because it's more of what I want. Your client is the same way. You just don't do a great job at presenting that to your client. Somebody gave me a thumbs down. Appreciate it. You just don't do a great job at presenting it to your client well, so that they don't know what they have available. So as a business, sales will increase by 200% if you do a better job at understanding how to present what you offer to a client. So that's something we got a whole, heard me say it 1,000 times, we got a whole course on, but that's something that even if away from that, you need to look at developing for your brand. And it's hard to do when you work with everybody, because what appeals to A don't appeals to Z. When you have your ideal client, it's easy to predict what works for them, right? Just like it's easy to predict, you know, what somebody may want if they went to Olive Garden over McDonald's. Somebody at McDonald's don't want extra breadsticks. They're not there. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's somebody at Olive Garden will want extra breadsticks. It makes sense. Somebody at McDonald's will probably want to apple pie. You know what I mean? So when you narrow down who your audience is, it makes life a whole lot easier. And it makes your ability to upsell them and give them what they want and satisfy them and make them happy and make them return clients who spend money over and over and over again with you a whole lot easier, because you understand who they are and what they want. But enough of that rant. How y'all doing today? Anybody got any wins they want to celebrate this week? Y'all can unmute yourself, man. I ain't keeping y'all captive. Y'all can, you know, you may speak freely.
I got a win.
Let's hear that win. Let's hear that win, my friend.
So I was doing some work for a beta client. Now, not knowing, the beta client set this up on a major event for our community. Not only was I able to do a Hyundai type atmosphere for my beta client who thought it was the actual organization where we're at doing it, he got the, I told him it was for him and his business. And then I had, I think I told Rodney, four other potential other clients that I have already, six.
Oh, I'm gonna say one of y'all lying. Wait a minute. Rod thought it was Rodney.
He's right.
I thought Rodney.
I just got out of meeting right before here.
Blame Rodney. I ain't blame you, bro. You good.
We always blame Rodney.
I got transcripts.
You my dog. You my dog, but Rodney, I had to give Rodney a hard time.
six other potential clients, four that I know I've spoken with about work. And then I had another beta client show up who is putting me on to another 24 businesses.
Wow.
Nice.
So when you kill it for the first one, and that's what I tell you, the best referrals are those who have worked with you. When you kill it for the first guy, you just print money at that point. And you know what's crazy is I've had my beta client. I tell people, you know, you shoot for free. You got to know how to shoot for free, right? You can't just shoot it for anybody for free. Once you build that relationship and they're blown away with it, they're going to tell everybody about it. And you won't even have to have a crazy marketing budget. You know what I mean? Once you get the right people in the right places, they will just keep funneling more people to you at the price, you know what I'm saying? At the level and price point that you want. Everybody like word of mouth. I want to get my website in front of 1 million people. I don't. I want to get my website in front of 1 million people that need what I have to sell at the price that I'm willing to, you know, at the price that I'm charging. That's the people I need. And if it's 20, I'll take 20 people that's going to buy from me than 100 people that's just looking. And the right beta client will definitely do that for you. The right client in general would do it. But if you can get a beta client, man, you're talking about 20, 30 clients, you set for the year. You set for the year. You might as well go ahead and, make your plans. Get your Amazon cart together so you can just hit the buy now button. I know I ain't the only person that do that. So, you know. Let me see. Micah said he got a win. He said off Zoom gold member. got a simple temporary logo order and added it to a shirt, business cards, and hat. They're getting shipped here. Gonna get ready to roll soon. Micah, I like to hear them wins too, bro. I like to hear them wins. That's progress. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you got to do. Moving forward, take action. That's the new theme for Flash Film Academy in 2022. It's about taking action. Just want to put that out there. It's coming. There you go. I got my glass at my glass. I'm gonna get mine. It's over there somewhere. I think I use mine all day drinking coffee. That by the time I get to here, I gotta, you know. But take action. That's what 2022 is all about. We're gonna take action. We're gonna get stuff done. Any other wins? Go for it.
So I got a few of them, actually.
Okay. I like
some micro, some macro.
Let's do it.
So one, the big project I told you that we did for the growers market, they finally had last month their video review for their whole get together and everything at the bar or at the brewery. Evidently it went over well. We couldn't make it because we had to work, but it went over well. And I was finally able to get a hold of her so we can actually do a testimonial. And I talked to you about reaching out to people to get testimonials and stuff. And asked her to do it on video. She didn't do it on video yet, but she sent back feedback as far as answers to the questions and glowing reviews. And one of the things that we had in there was, would you work with Media Smiths again? Because we kind of did it like in third person. And it was an absolute. We definitely will work with them. And what's beautiful, and this goes into the whole beta client side, is I asked one of the questions that you, like I said, I was going through the module, and one of the things you asked or that was stated by one of your clients was shopping around for different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we asked, like, you know, hey, you know, we, knowing that we might not have been the cheapest or whatever the case was, why was it after shopping around with other clients, did you come with us? Like, we didn't shop around. We worked with y'all before. We knew what we wanted, and we knew you guys could deliver, bottom line. So that was huge. That was huge to hear. Number two, speaking of beta clients, you know that we're moving into a new niche, and I've had some challenges with getting in front of people and getting responses. And I actually got I basically had to go to this home builder instead of being able to get a hold of them through Facebook, through a direct message. I actually had to fill out one of their forms online and like, you know, hey, you know, you're looking for a home and what area are you looking for? What's your name? What's your number? Got an email back from the marketing director. And wow. She's like, hey, this was forwarded to me, blah, blah, blah. I need a little more clarity on X, Y, and Z. I'm not sure what you're asking for, if it's like the offering services or you had questions, but send me some more information and then I'll see what we can do. And instead of going that route with texting it back, I just did a quick two and a half minute video and say, hey, my name's Rodney. Here's what I was trying to say. My bad for not being clear, but here's what we need. And sent that off to her, and I'm waiting for that to come back. And then the third win is that we got the go-ahead and approval for the project we're working on for a local restaurant that we got contacted for, to said, hey, look, we can't do the video for our family, but we know that you are in Albuquerque. Please do it for us. Here's what we're looking to do for the budget. And it's a little higher than what they're asking for, but we got the thumbs up go-ahead. They love the storyboard. And so invoice has been sent off and waiting for that check for that half non-refundable deposit. Or excuse me, non-refundable retainer.
Okay. All right. There. I just want to make sure we're not calling it deposits no more. Okay.
No, retainer. Okay. Non-refundable retainer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're looking at a good mid-four figure range. So pretty happy about that. So it's been a pretty good week and a half.
That's a week. You said a week and a half? Marcus, you ran
out. Yeah, that's pretty much all transpired in the last week and a half. Yes.
I'm laughing at Marcus who ran out. You got to keep going. It's four figures, bro. You got to keep going over there. Just flip it and just keep doing it and flip it. You know. But hey, I love that, man. I love that. That's what I love to hear, man. And progress. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody who has watched these lives for time to time, like you start to recognize faces, right? You'll start to hear people start their journey. You start to hear people go through their journey, the process. And that's why I tell you, no matter where you are in the process, in the journey, being around people like this will help you understand that you are going in the right direction. Even if you don't see the progress yet, right? You got to be around people. And if you're around people who are in the fight with you, they're in the struggle with you, you'll see like, man, okay, they're starting to pop off. Okay, they're starting to pop off. All right, let me just put my head down and keep working. You know what I mean? And I can start, you know, doing the same thing. And it takes being around people for you to understand where you are in that journey. That's why community is so important, right? Community is so important that you're around people who understand it, because your family won't. They're not living this journey you're living in. I had to realize that. Your friends don't. They're not going through what you're going through. They don't know how important it is for you to be successful. Go ahead, Rodney. You have one more?
Yeah. Well, I want to say, to speak to that, man, because you did one of your YouTube shorts today that kind of spoke to that, right? And honestly, man, what really has hit, it's just been some real talk, like with myself, with my coach, what I've been hearing here from people in the community. And if it is to be, it's up to me. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. And I got to get to work. And I'm seeing other people have great success. I saw a post from Brandon, who better speak up, you know, our boy from Australia, mm-hmm. better speak up with his success. I've seen Brandy out there crushing it. Yep. I saw your video for Hyundai out there. I've been hearing stuff from Marcus out there, you know, yep. as well. And I'm like, look, I'm on these lives. I mean, I know I can do it. Why am I so nervous about it? The worst they can say is no, but the best they can say is yes. And that's where I got to focus at, is I just got to find the yeses. And it's just a numbers game. So the more times I get out there, man, the more times we're going to have a hit.
And the more yeses you get, the more that income is just going to keep climbing. Real quick, I want to say it's just amazing how Jim can just drop that in there and then just have a straight face. Like he just haven't just, you know what I'm saying, swiped the card and just wild out and stopped at the ATM.
What up, everybody?
You know, I just, you know, appreciate the super chat. Real quick, also, let me get on Jacob, because I want Jacob to say he had a win. He says he's humbled to have launched his company, Pooh Bear Stories, 5 months ago, finishing the year strong. Couldn't be more grateful to God and who have all helped him to be helped him succeed. The family is here for you, even if you're not on camera, even if you're typing, even if you're watching and you ain't said nothing for a whole year. We still here to support you. And it takes, you know, it takes being around like-minded people to help push you in that right direction. So I am here to see everybody win, man. That's what it's all about. And you know, back to Jim, that's like, you know, side swiping. I don't know if that's a good term. I don't know if you can do that. That's, you know, sound about right. But I appreciate the super chat, bro. I just want to say that. Through visuals, and make sure I'm pronouncing that right. See, I got my LLC, my website up and running, scheduling to get my part one on C, printing shirts and cards. That's what I'm talking about. We taking action. 2022 is all about taking action. That's what we pushing. I want to make sure that's going to be the new throw punch for 2022 is to take action. We got to get it going. Got to get it going. You got some love in the chat. What is this? Emmanuel say, he said, I got to win. I booked my 12th wedding since September. He getting that bag over there. Much love to you. I see you working. Y'all can post them wins in here. We're going to go public with them. We're going to go live with them. I would love to hear them wins. You know, Jim, you got a win? You got a big win? I know that's a rhetorical like question.
That. I see how it is.
That's a rhetorical question.
I brought Josh on tonight.
What's up, Josh?
Hey.
Last time I seen you, we was eating steak. Yeah,
hey. He makes up the drink. I'm late. I'm late. Josh Frederick.
Oh, that's what's up. That's last time I seen you, we was chopping it up.
We actually got two wins this week.
To the cold, sir.
I can barely hear you, Brandon. It was cutting up. What'd you say? Hold on. I think he was trying to say something. It was cutting, breaking up.
I said, I'm sorry. I'm a bit late to the cold today.
Oh, no. You good, bro. You good.
Yeah.
You don't get a fresh cut.
I see you out there. But I know you were saying, go ahead, Jim. Tell us about that the win that you have. The people are dying to know.
Well, we got two of them this week. Our first one is with a marketing agency for $38,000. So, and that's got we're going to be doing some marketing videos for their actual company as a marketing company. And then the second one is for a national organization for $109,000.
Hold on, we got a sound effect for that. Hold on. We got a sound effect.
Wow.
For that. Okay, we can't play too much of that or we get demonetized, but you gotta let the rest play in your head. You know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and that 109 one's gonna bring us down to do some shooting, and well, we'll see you again here this winter.
Do make sure you bring the cash with you. I got some ski masks over here somewhere. Just bring the cash with you. It's, you know, in Dallas, you know, you may need it just in case. And just let me know what hotel you're going to be staying at. And, yeah, I'll see you.
I thought it was just you. So we're crashing at your place.
Oh yeah. Just bring the bag with you. Bring the bag with you. Just, you can crash in my place. I'll roll out the red carpet. You good.
We'll bring that same Amazon money you got there.
Oh yeah. don't bring that. Bring the real deal. Well, it's cool. Just come on down. We got you. Yeah, we're going to roll out the red carpet for sure. We'll definitely make sure make sure you're good.
It's pretty cool because it's people think, oh, it's got to be a ton of work, but it is a lot of work. But it's a team effort because we're only shooting four commercials for that. But the difference is it's to get the quality that they're looking for on a national level. We're going to have a whole bunch of people that we're going to be on, and there's extras and actresses and makeup artists and all sorts of different things. So it'll be pretty wild. We're really excited about it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Good job, Jim.
Was that more of like, did they structure their way up to that? Or how did you come about getting them to that point?
Well, as I was going through my structure-based pricing and checking off boxes, so it was great because we put together an overview on our quotes of everything that it is. And they know the big dollar amount at the beginning. They're like, oh, man, what in the world? And then they start looking through and they're like, oh, it's all right here. I can see this is for actresses. This is for props. This is for directors. This is for whatever, whether it was for, because we have gimbal usage in there, voiceover work, other things. It's all in there. And that's the beautiful part. When people ask, you know, well, how much does it cost? Oh, what do you want? It's going to cost what you want. Let me check the box. That's too much. Well, I guess we don't have to use that, or we don't have to use that. And because it initially was,
133.
Yeah, and they decided they were going to be bringing on some talent and extras, so we didn't have to employ those. So,
and it's four 30-second commercials, right?
Yep.
Yeah, four 30-second commercials.
But and the thing was, they're like, well, what do you need for props? Well, one of them were actually aging an actress from a child to a teenager to a young adult to a successful adult. So we'll have four different but similar looking actresses, and it'll be in their house, but the scene needs to change. And we said, you know, for that child, we're going to need to get maybe like wood paneling and put up. And, you know, there's a bench where they're putting on their shoes. And then we're going to, as we pan past a pillar and wipe to, you know, she's now older. The paneling's probably gone. The bench has changed. The shoes look newer. Maybe we need some Reebok pumps for those because now we're in the 90s. Whatever the case may be. But all those things, all those little things that most people take for granted in a commercial, they're not free.
Right.
Someone's got to pay for it. So, and that's, and they understand that once it's easy when they're, it's easier, much easier to explain when they're just like, oh, well, what is this? What do you mean by like wardrobe and props? Well, for one of the commercials, we need to make it look like a job fair. So we have to rent a gymnasium. We have to mock up some booths. We need wardrobe. We need extras. We need, I mean, all of that. So signage, banners, different things like that.
So pretty much budget. It's just budget to shoot.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and it plays out like that with all of our shoots, though. It's beautiful because that structure-based pricing, man, I can't brag it up enough for you because it's, we visited with a bank just a week ago. And they were like, well, we want to do a 6-month marketing plan. We're like, tell you what, let's just put together something. We'll let you pay for it over 6 months. This is what it's going to be. And yeah, so it's legit. Well, our business actually started doing really well once we started itemizing it. And because we'd been doing stuff for about a year before then.
About
a year before we put that into place. And now we're coming up on 2.5 years old, so it's been awesome. So, and we caught on our drive back from where we were just at with a client, we were watching into the Escalade on the road and watching you guys talk, and we were listening to the lenses, and we're like,
Jim doesn't know what a tilt shift lens is.
Oh, shut up. You knew what that was. That's all that matters. You're the photo guy. I mean, you're absolutely right too. You nail so many gems when you talk about, like you were talking about the cinema lenses. I want cinema glass. I do, but it's not a requirement.
Yeah. I think we all do. Somebody left a case at my door with a cinema set, I'd be happy. But will it stop? Will I make more money because of it? I doubt it. You know what I mean? The quality is great. If I'm shooting something for Netflix or a movie, yes, there is a place where that is needed. If I'm going direct to my client,
wait, this isn't going to be on Netflix.
It's not going to be on Netflix.
Oh,
maybe OnlyFans, but not Netflix. So you know what I'm saying?
you can rig out a mirrorless and it'll look just as impressive as a cinema glass. So.
You throw a matte box on it.
Matte box and they'll follow focus and they won't know the difference.
Matte box that thing.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah. If you got a matte box and the follow focus in the cage, but they don't care what you're shooting with. You can get a GoPro in
there. Little right? T2i behind it.
Absolutely. You can get a GoPro and just rig it up. Man, don't get the whole like contraption with the string and you just like, you know, I'm telling you, you can get away with some stuff. They would never know. They will never know. I know Ty said he got a win. He said, I landed a few clients, a few talking head interviews, and a live meeting which in negotiation with the huge construction company out in Northern California, all structure-based, already three filming days in. Perfect. That's what I'm talking about. Alex got a win. Just completed his first live stream gig last week with three camera operators, a camera director, and behind the scenes for $8,400. Alex, I'm going to send you my invoice because I need 10% of that. No, I'm joking. a lot of wins, man. I love these wins, man. Keep these wins rolling in. You ever watch any of y'all like WWE fans from back in the day? And you ever watch like Hulk Hogan and like he's getting his butt whooped and then the Hulkamaniacs, they're like cheering. And then all of a sudden he's like coming back to life. Like that's literally how I feel when y'all share y'all wins. I literally feel like that. Like I'm losing and like, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm standing back up and I'm ready to fight. So I love to hear it. Go for it. Oh, wait, we got Brandon and Marcus. Who had to hand up first?
We'll go with Australia first.
Okay.
Represent. You're going to go down on the first day? I was just going to say, so I had my first proposal signed off and approved on as well. So that's good to go next week. And then working with another beta client as well now who is, not only one of the biggest gym franchises in Australia, but they're also originally from the US. So they're pretty much everywhere. So two fairly big clients that have just sort of landed in, which is going fantastic. I think, the first one, the company is worth in the neighborhood of $2.6 billion. And then the other one is even more than that. So feeling good.
so let me clarify that. So Brandon is in Australia stealing your clients because y'all are not doing what y'all supposed to do. I just want to put that out there.
I mean, maybe in after hours, I can let a little name slip on who I'm working with. But
That's what's up. I love it, bro. Keep it up. I love these wins. Marcus, you up next with the win.
To continue off my conversation since Rodney interrupted me, because there's more to that win. So I have another client that I'm building a commercial for their product, and I got them to do a testimonial head talk for my beta client. So they got to experience me working for a beta client, which was astronomical, which got the other client to call the other 24 clients to call me. So my phone has been going off. Now I need to get that Vonage system.
Got to get that Vonage.
My cell phone it's already done. I've had to charge it 3 times today.
Yeah, you got to get the Vonage because you want to know what's money and what's funny. I call it the money phone. When that phone ring, all the kids shut up. Just shut up. Just be quiet. Put everything on mute. It's like the bat phone. You want to make sure you know what's up. Russell had his hand raised. Is it audio only? You can go for it.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, there you go.
I wanted to. It's been a while since I've been in here or to your lives. But I've been pretty busy because of Ty. So I guess my one would be throughout this whole year. Admit, like with the whole pandemic and everything like that, I decided to start doing live streaming. You know, Ty had mentioned about this thing studio, a year and a half ago. I got that. I saw a need because, you know, obviously weddings, it's been pretty crazy, right? People couldn't come in, didn't want to travel or couldn't travel, didn't have passports, stuff like that, if they authorized that. So I started doing that and it went nuts. I did a beta client for a wedding. So we did a little contest. Someone won. We shot their wedding because it was like soon. So we just wanted to get something soon. Live streamed it. Used the A7S3. So quality was good. Sling Studio. I'm surprised that the Sling Studio could get so much quality out of it. You would think that the A10 Pro would be like the best quality output, but you put mirrorless on the Sling Studio. It's like every wedding we've done, it's been quality is crazy. How come the quality is so good? Usually when you watch a live, you don't expect that good quality. So after doing all the invoices this year, the money I've made as a videographer has doubled this year just from adding that live streaming. That's 100% increase. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where do you see that, right?
That's crazy.
So that's been great. We got so busy. Sometimes we do 4 weddings in a weekend because we're just doing ceremonies, right? So sometimes it'll be Saturday at 1 p.m. and then later on at 5 p.m., one on Sunday, one on Friday. So... from the examples that you gave, Ty, and we did structure pricing. We have a base price for if they want one angle, 2 angles, and if they want We did like a little trailer, which I go and film a video of their love story that plays before the live stream. They get a dream page. That's like a page, like a, you know, a little website, all these different add-ons that I add onto it. We added a drone, which we didn't think anyone's going to guide. Someone wanted it. So
it'd be like that. So, like, dang, I gotta actually do it.
Yeah. So just all the from the course, right? Cause I was one of the beta members for that course. And just from those two modules, I just took that information and just did it. And yeah, great success. So
that's what's up. 100% change. I love to hear that, man. That's what's up. It's funny because you have upsells that's like farther down your list, and you're like, ain't nobody gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe when people pick it, like, I gotta actually do it. Okay, all right, let me get there early and you know what I'm saying, and do it. I go ahead and knock it out. You know what I mean? The stuff that I got is like, you know, y'all want 10 different backdrops? Like, all right, I'll pack it. But if y'all want it, I'll bring it.
Yeah, so no, I'm really happy. In Canada, we're really, what's the word? With the whole pandemic, we're really cautious. Mm-hmm. So like the cases will be a little bit, we're like, no, close everything down. So it works for me because like, okay, close everything down. You guys need more live streaming? And so it really worked out for here. I don't know, like different states in the US and stuff like that, but it really worked out for here. So
I don't think we're ever going back from live streams. Like, I've been getting a lot of calls, and I've been so busy, but I've been getting a lot of calls for like funerals, like live streaming funerals have been crazy. Like, I don't know if somebody want to jump on that niche, but it's a layup right now. Like, live streaming funerals have been just big, and I'm just like, I'm just so busy. I don't even have time to refer it. But loved ones can't get to funerals, and you know, they can't travel or don't want to travel or too afraid to travel. And if you can,
it's all live fun and games them, until that dead guy moves.
That's right. Well, if you got it on tape, camera. If you got it on tape, it's worth more than you think. You know what I'm saying? That's, now you can talk to TMZ. So make sure you put that in your contract so you can go sell it to TMZ if something weird happens. But, you know, we're not going back from that. There's a lot of people like, you know what? I really don't want to fly to your wedding, but I would more than love to watch it. I don't want to spend the money getting dressed, but I'll watch it from my pajamas at my house. If possible. So I don't think we're going back to a time where we're going to do where live stream is going to kind of fall off. I think it is the present and the future. I've always thought it was the future. It's just pandemic sped it up.
When are more Sling Studios going to be available, man?
That is the question. Yeah.
I was so lucky to find one.
There's one on eBay for like twice the retail price.
So that company is in a double situation. One, chip shortage, but two, I don't believe they're getting the funding they want because the big company, which is Sling that owns them, I don't know if they are just pulling back or pulling out, but they're not. I don't know. I have no idea. They're on backorder like crazy, and there is no point in sight where they're saying we're going to replenish this. They may just say we're done. We'll keep updating the software. If you got one, you got one. But I absolutely love my Sling Studio.
One of my boys, he's like really big on live stream. He's the guy that has like the huge table with the ATEM and like wireless transmitters, like six cameras and everything. And he did research, and this thing, a company bought Sling Studio, and they just wanted to take the technology. So I don't know what they're doing with it. I'm hoping they're gonna make another kind of product like it, but you can't get support or anything for it. So, you know, I just make sure I take care of my stuff because if something breaks, I can't send it in or anything. But they're not making any more. It looks like it's all discontinued. So everyone that has one has been from like a guy that's selling it, just passing around through different creatives, but not coming from the company anymore. So. Wow.
Well, yeah. I wonder what happens when they buy it, because the technology is definitely, it's my favorite tool, period. Like, I'm never selling mine. Like, they have to come out with a newer version for me to, I'm not letting it go. It works too good. So, yeah. When they started having shortages, I started buying extra receivers and stuff, the battery pack, whatever I can get just to get it.
Dish bought them.
Oh, Dish.
Dish. Yeah, well, they were owned by Dish, weren't they?
They were already owned by Dish. I'm researching it now, though. Yeah. But, yeah, trying to find it. I'll let you guys know what I find.
You guys just go ahead and send all that equipment into us. We'll categorize it, maintenance it, and try to send it back to you in a reasonable time. I'll put my address in here.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Just meet me with that bag when you come to Dallas. You know, just bring the bag with you. You know what I'm saying? We'll have steak and we'll just exchange the bag. Like, we'll definitely do that. But yeah, I love Sling. Sling is, I love it. I'm babying it because of that. Like, I'm just like, my price has gone up. So, you know, I love it to death. Look at Brandon over there getting the workout on. Okay, you all right?
He's doing it for everybody here.
You know what I'm saying?
Did anybody have any?
Keep it up, Brandon. I'll take my shirt off too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Anybody have any input on the YOLO box? Cause voices.
YOLO box.
YOLO box is nice. I like YOLO box. It's just I haven't I've seen them. I've seen a lot of video, and I have not used one personally. Sling is like the one that got away. Like, it's used the iPad. It's just perfect. It's wireless. The YOLO boxes, from what I've seen, are great. I'm just waiting on somebody to provide the wireless aspect that Sling provides.
Yeah, because there's no other company. It's the only one, because it basically has its own, they have their own wireless transmitters, and any other company, you have to buy separate wireless transmitters to even try to do something wireless. Because I can go, like, say you said funerals, right? I could go to a gravesite and go anywhere with a modem.
Yep.
I could, you know what I mean? Like, I have a camera over there. I don't need any wires. Like, there's no other solution right now that offers that much mobility and flexibility.
You connect to your cell phone and stream. I got the battery pack, so I can literally go remote. Yep, run off camera battery. The wireless module has a battery in it. I can, the Sling, it has a battery on it. It can connect to my cell phone, and I can go multi-cam wireless anywhere I can get a signal, and just switch it from my iPad and be like, "Yep, okay," or run my iPad as a hotspot, run the Sling to it, and I'm just switching and going live straight from the iPad. It's freaking crazy. Dope. That, and a lot of people are getting the drones with the HDMI port. They're running a connector to that. So now you got a drone shot live. You can switch between a drone shot and your personal shot and go live on location. So it's just dope, man. I hope whoever bought it, you know, does more with it. It's probably going to come back out and cost $20,000 to watch. But the technology is, it was just ahead of its time. It was ahead of its time. So, yeah, you know. If you can get
it's
one.
Not that there's not technology, it's just the budget, it's putting it together. We've just kind of accepted here, like, because Josh and I've talked about some live opportunities, but we're gonna have to put it together with Black Magic equipment and Hollyland and maybe Teradek, but hopefully never touch that. Because that's just spending money to spend money, it seems like. But with Sling, it was just kind of the, here's your backpack. It's got everything you need. And BYO iPad.
Yep.
So.
And don't forget, you can even tap into it with a cell phone. And a cell phone can become one of your cameras. So here you can set a cell phone up, make it your wide shot just by downloading the app, connecting to the Wi-Fi. So now you can switch from your cell phone to your camera to your, you know what I'm saying? It was just amazing. Like, it was just, you know, it was just ahead of its time, man. Like, you can run a live shoot with three cell phones. If you got three iPod touches and, you know, ran a mic to the audio in and had professional quality audio, and it was just dope. So, yeah, it's you know, it's unfortunate that the business, the marketing budget, they didn't market it right. And a lot of people were afraid of it because they were new in the business and they never they didn't introduce, you know, they heard of Teradek. They never heard of Sling. So a lot of people were scared of it. And I think they should have put, they should have did what all the other companies do, is put them in the hand of top, you know, influencers and did a whole video. This just dropped today. It has, blah, they should have did that. But I don't know. They just didn't have
it. If I just happen to find one just then available in Australia, how much is should I be paying for this right now? Because I just found one listed.
So they usually go for $1,000 US. So the closest to $1,000 US you can find it, the better.
I mean, it's listed at $1,500, but, you know, a bit of wiggle room in there perhaps. It comes with, by looks of it, three like camera links.
Oh, it comes with three camera links. Buy it. Links are $350 each. Yeah. The camera links are $350 each. Three camera links.
Even though I'm not doing live stream at the moment, you reckon just buy it?
Yeah, send it to me. I'll pay. Live look, are you.
I can, 1,000 for it. We're
going to do this back and forward.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah, I'm just going to start a bid in the community.
You get probably.
Oh, you get it. You could drop. You up-price that and people will buy it.
You'll get minimum $2,000 for it. Three camera links alone are nine. They're $350 each. That's over $1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, the message has been sent.
Yeah. And the device itself is $1,000. You get at least $2,000 for it. I mean, it's brand new. You get at least that. So, yeah, if you can find
one. It looks like it comes with the main thing itself, three connectors and then a HDMI connector or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's that's definitely worth.
Oh, hey, and need going ASAP.
That's worth $2,000 US easily.
Buy it.
Pull the trigger on that.
I'll send him a message. I'll buy it later today.
Yeah, there you go.
So is that like on Craigslist? So if I buy it, can you go pick it up, Brandon?
I'm on Craigslist.
That was Facebook Marketplace.
Let me search
in Australia.
Let me search in Australia for it, and then I find one, and you're like, that's 12 hours from me. Like, oh.
Skip it.
My geography is terrible.
Man, 12 hours for us is a bloody walk down the park.
Yeah. You did walk from sundown to sunup on the last live. I will give that to you.
And now I'm in the gym, so yep. You know. Can you tell what my niche is?
That's okay. It's good to live your niche. That means you can talk about it intelligently. That's perfect. Wait, Mr. B had a question that popped up. It says, what type of content do you think barbershops could need? Cheap content. Barbershops is a hard niche. Because it's difficult to convince a barber to spend $2,000 on a video when their average sale per ticket is $30 to $50. It's just difficult to do. Would the owner of the shop have the ability to create marketing material? Absolutely. But barbers individually are a little more difficult to create that content for. So a lot of people mess up because they go directly to the barber. Don't go to the barber. The barber can't help you. He's not going to spend, he'll spend $250 for a video, but he's not going to spend $2,000. The owner of the salon that's getting booth rent for 12 chairs, if it's that style of barbershop, would maybe be interested in it, especially for recruiting. Like, go to them and say, hey, let me help you fill the chairs with barbers, because they're getting money off booth rent. They're not getting money per head in most cases. They're getting money off having people rent those booths in that barbershop. So a recruiting video may be something that they would possibly be interested in. It's just a hard niche to survive in unless you're in a place that has a lot of barbershops. And we think of barbers. We think if we walk in the barbershop, it's 12 guys in here. That's 12 clients. No, they're not going to spend it. Now, if you're doing photography, and you're doing like social media packs where you're doing like Instagram images or things like that, where they can show their skill set, you may find a little money in that, but it's a difficult place to be in. It's almost a B2C style business, consumer style transaction, and not a B2B style transaction. So be careful of that. It's just difficult. Not impossible, but it's just difficult. Anybody else impressed that he's streaming at 4K 60? Yes, I am. That's what we do. But let's do this. Let's get ready to close out and go to the after hours with the gold member so we can chop it up, because it's like probably 20 of y'all that's on here that ain't on video. As soon as we go off air, everybody jump on. Anybody else want to share any last wins before we go to the after hour? Go for it, Mario. I know you got to win. You close the sale. Mario is the first person to ever close a sale while being on live. I just want to put that out there. Like, he literally was like, hold on. Yes. All right. Thank you. Yeah, just close one. So he gets that award. He literally did that. So I just want to put that out there. Go for it, bro. I can't hear your audio. I don't know if you muted or.
I don't think Mario's even listening. He's just here for looks.
He's just, yeah, he's styling.
Throwing off the beard.
Oh, now he's looking.
He's styling and profiling.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
It's go-go mode. Where's I got a sound effect.
Yeah.
I got a sound effect, everybody. For you, bro. I got a, here we go. Go-go mode.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it.
Gotta rip it.
There you go. Perfect timing.
And no, I appreciate the love and all the support, you know, that the Academy brings and stuff. But I think one big win for me in a straight motivator that I did this over the weekend was to get my company van.
Wow.
And that was something really, really big for me. Been working really hard. And it was like I could have afforded I could have afforded to get like a brand new car, but it was like, you know, what do I need? What am I working for? What are my goals? What is it that I'm doing? And I was like, you know what? Let's focus on what the road is. And so that was one big win. And then a second one is that I was back in town from, you know, because I still got my 9-to-5. That finances everything that I'm doing. And, you know, I was out of town for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. And, you know, I was working really hard and I wasn't able to, you know, to do what I do and reach out to new prospects and restaurant owners and GMs. And as soon as I came back, you know, I started rolling the ball. And, you know, right now we're working with this locally owned restaurant where they grill chicken. And, you know, right now we just sending them the graphics for their marketing promotional campaign that we're about to run for them. And then with that, we're hopefully going to, not hopefully, there's no hope in, we're going to tie it up with some video content and then, you know, just start working the ball and you know, hopefully here soon, you know, I should be running full time, man.
That's what's up.
Full time.
Tell me about this truck, man. Tell us about this van, man. That's let the people know. I tell people to go out and get a used van. Get something. Tell them about the van, man. Because I know Scott was talking about it. We'll get to Scott right after this. Scott, get ready. I know you off camera, but a minute. We're going to ask you about your van next, too. But Mario, tell us about your van.
It's a cool van, man. Like, it was literally, you know, I was so lucky. Like, from the dealership that I got it, it was there for, like, 2 weeks. And it was just there, and I guess they move cars pretty fast, and mm-hmm. I was just lucky to be there that they held it for 2 weeks. Like, the salesman was just calling me every day, keeping me posted, like, hey, we still have it, are you still available? I'm like, yo, I'm still out of town, just keep me posted, I'm really interested on it. And you know, I got there, and then as soon as I got there, you know, I had the keys. I ran it. It's a really good van. It's just like yours, the same year, the SLT version.
I was going to ask you. Yep. I was going to ask you because I know you went through Module 3. You was one of the ones that went through it quick. Like, you went through it first. And I was going to ask you, was it one of the ones that I mentioned in Module 3?
Yeah. It's, you know, I was looking for the Dodge Pro City Master. That's mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. But, you know, I couldn't find it. They're hard to find.
Yeah, cargo vans are hard to find.
Especially when they're in good condition. But you know, I seen that one. It's the Ford Transit SXLT.
Yep, yep.
And you know, it was a good deal. It was from a Boisman, Montana, from the Ford dealership. So it was part of their fleet. Super well taken care of. Yep.
That's
their
just
CarMax. Their CarMax facts. It was like they show everything, the maintenance, everything that they had. So I was really, really lucky. They had two trucks, and one was just like garbage. It had less miles, and it was
worse condition,
cheaper. No, it was a little bit more. It was $2,000 more expensive, and but you know, I was like, I'm gonna go with this one that has more miles, but it's well more taken care of. It's super beautiful. The lining, it's well taken care of. So I'm really, really, you know, I'm really excited about just, you know, rolling it up. Like, I rolled it up on Sunday because I got it on Saturday, and that Sunday I went and did that video, did the feature for this restaurant, and then you know, they see me kind of pulled up instead of on my, you know, my Suburban, because I own a Suburban. Instead of seeing me on that black on black, murder black Suburban, like, who the hell is pulling up? They're about to do a drive out or something. I'm sorry, they're about to do some over here. Gotta get robbed. Like, you know, I pull up on something more presentable, and I feel, to be honest, I feel really proud. And you know, it's just pushing me towards, you know, being motivated and, you know, finally just, you know, getting things a little bit more done, more proper. Because I know I got a lot of things to work on, but somehow God's on my side right now, and he's kind of rolling the ball, and, you know, he's going.
That's what's up. Yeah, that cargo van is nice. I can tell you
the truth, though.
Oh, yeah. So you went through it. I talk about that a lot. I talk about the cargo van and what to look for and what to add and accessories and which ones work. It's crazy because I got my cargo van from a dealership where Ford used it as a part of their fleet. And if you can get one and they say this was owned by the dealership, it's going to have the best maintenance. And my truck, I got like 300,000 miles on my truck. I can get in that truck and drive from California to New York without a problem. I have no doubts. It is that well maintained. And it was used to transfer parts from dealership to dealership. So it was like a long distance, if they had to send something from a dealership in Michigan to a dealership in Illinois or something like that, it was used for that. So it wasn't no heavy, heavy hauling, but it was just a good vehicle. I mean, the engine bay, you can eat off the engine bay. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, there's no shake or nothing. Like, it's absolutely perfect. And, if you can get one like that, if you can get one that was from in the module, and I ain't going to go into too much detail, but module 3, I tell you about what, if you find a used cargo van, to get information about the fleet that it belonged to, because if it belonged to a big company like a Verizon or something, they would have the budget to keep it maintained, whereas a mom and pop shop may not. They may run it ragged and not get the oil changes on time and yada yada yada. So just things to look for when you're in the market to buy a cargo van, and just not to worry about mileage as much. If anything, I'm probably looking at how many hours, that's on the motor, which you can, some cargo vans let you looking at. Like people tell you, don't buy an old police car, not because it don't have miles, but because it's in idle forever, right? They start the car up and they never cut their car off. Police officer car runs for 8 hours a day. They don't cut it off. So you may have a car that has 30,000 miles, but the idle time may be thousands of hours because it's sat and ran all day and you got lifters taken. It's just, it's just been beat, but it doesn't reflect in the mileage. So those are things you should know that's different than buying a regular car. I wonder if Scott's still with us. I know Scott was getting a van or got a van. I'd love to hear about it. If he's still on here, maybe he may have stepped away for a minute, but, yeah, cargo vans, man. Next step is hooking it up. Real quick question before we move to the after hours, Mario. Did it come with shelving, or do you have any shelves in it yet?
No, it's all just open. It's open. It's all open. So I am looking into that. I already looked at the pricing, and it's an investment, man. Like, yeah, even the rails on the windows, they're like $150 just for twos, and that has four because it has all windows everywhere.
Right, right. Check Facebook Marketplace, because a lot of people buy them trucks, they resell the shelves, and then resell the truck. If they feel like they can't get a lot for it, they'll gut it of the partition, the shelves, and they'll resell it separately. Okay. So you get a lot of great deals on shelves made for that van and the partition real cheap. On Craigslist, yeah, and Facebook Marketplace, you get some of that stuff real cheap. I've seen partitions go for $80, yeah, and brand new, they're $400. You know what I mean? So
no kidding. That's good. That's it. Because, I mean, brand new, the partition itself, just the most simple one, it was like $350. Yeah. The cavities are like $300. It's investments that I got to look into. But, those will come with time. And, it's just things that I gotta look into, yeah. But but back to module 3, like, I definitely have to go back because it's so much information that I have to be like, oh crap, just kind of re-listen to it and then just see follow the steps and everything, especially the ones that when you're breaking the day by day phase and how to prepare for shoots. Those are things that I definitely do as far as like itineraries for when I do my features and stuff like that. I get them ready, but those are definitely good help. They're full of a bunch of insights that I've been using as part of it, but not too much as what you explained. But for somebody that doesn't know a process, you it's pretty good. I liked it. I'm glad I was able to get that, last year when I jumped in, So I'm glad I was able to get it for the beta.
So I have, with the scheduling part, sit tight because I got a visual coming that I'm going to add to that I'm just going to include in it. But sit tight because I got something that'll make that part something that you can use more like a form to get your schedule together. So sit tight on that. I should have that within the next week or so. But yeah, definitely. That way, when you create the schedule, you'll have something you can use to do it. There's Scott. Go. What's up, Scott? How you doing, brother?
Go.
I know you were. I think you said you were ordered a van or was getting a van.
I just got an email today that it is no longer in the port of Mexico. It is now in the port of Portland. So I'm excited. They said it's going to make it to Idaho in the next couple of weeks. At which point, I've got a 9-hour drive ahead of me to drive to Idaho to get it. But
what type did you go with?
I went the ProMaster.
Okay. A lot of people,
the high roof.
I'm gonna tell you something that's really, really weird, right? And it used to be the case, and may still be, for some reason, whenever companies make cargo vans out of the country and they transport them to the country, they go through if you buy a brand new, it goes through a whole crazy tax thing. Like, just it tax more. So what companies started doing was they started shipping regular vans because the older Ford Transits were built by Ford across seas. They will ship regular vans here and then convert them to cargo vans. So it's weird. They would take they would ship them with seats and then they would take it out and it was just weird how they did it.
It's brand new from the Ford factory. It's just assembled in Mexico.
Okay.
And that's how they get it up north is by container ship.
But I wonder, is it sent as a, and you may have to ask the dealership, is it sent as a, because normally it's sent as a regular white van and then it's converted to a cargo van. They do that to like skip on some type of taxes. You know, like how back when cameras used to, if it had a 30 minute limit below, it's a photo camera. But if it don't have a 30 minute limit to record, it's a video camera, and taxes were different from, it was something stupid like that. But I know at the time when I bought mine that it was that weird thing was in place. But you said it's almost here. I know you're excited and get ready to.
I'm excited. I got to start contacting some wrapping companies and get a design for that. Speaking of design, well, first I'm going to back up and I'm going to thank you again, Ty, for what you do for us and the throat punches that you give us. And you have literally changed the direction of my business. After 3 years of being in business, it's now going in a different direction. And I'm more focused. I'm getting my brands focused. I'm not following yours to the letter as far as picking a specific niche right now, but I am, there are a few of them that I'm going after, but it's not just one. But I am branding to that. I have no longer will people show up on my website and see pictures of weddings, dogs, real estate, and commercial videos all on the same page. That's all going away. So I got the final logos for my companies here.
Is it from the Volt
font? Yeah, my font color study I did.
Okay.
So this is Cinematic Solutions, and we kind of have a business card already mocked up, ready to. That's probably not going to focus, but getting a QR code on there, which is one of your suggestions, and I'm getting a QR code on the van, and it's going to be a dynamic link, and I can redirect that thing wherever I want to at any time. So there's so many gems that. Your courses are great, but man, the amount of free stuff that you give out too is amazing, Ty. And I want to just thank you for that. And
appreciate it, brother. I was going to say, for those who missed it, well, after hours, we talked more about it. And you shared a link, and we got the opportunity to vote on which logo we liked the best. So in a few minutes, I want you to, when we go to the after hours again, I want you to pop it back up so we can see which one won. Because I remember which one I voted on, and I just want to see which one won. But yeah, somebody asked about the security features in the van. I know in Module 3, I go over all the security features that I have in my van and some other things to protect yourself from people who are, you know, remember, when you look like a big brand, and that's the goal, to get a check, but there you become a target, right? You become a target as a big brand to people who want to get a check from you. And there's things you need to do or put in place to protect yourself from being you know, a target.
I heard that from my insurance agent when we were talking about insurance of the van. They brought that up and they said, man, when you get an accident and your van is all branded, they see dollar signs.
Yep.
And
because they're passing billboards every day with some lawyer saying, I sued that truck and I got. So you are that target. And there's things you can do to protect yourself from, you know, from being taken advantage of. Some of it is on the policy side, and some of it is on things you need to have, make sure your van is equipped with. So
it's so true. That is like this few, like I've been driving this since Sunday. It is so true. Like there's people like that have had this, this couple just incidents, let's just call them, and I'm meeting up at a stop sign and I get first to the stop sign and the other person is supposed to wait, you know, I go first and I always stop sign. And, this person decides to go, like, try to cut me off. Like, yo, bro, like, I was at a stop sign first. Like, you know, it's crazy how they just see it. It's a white van, and they just try to, like, oh, there's the lawyer that I heard on the radio.
I have a whole right there. You heard that whole section I had about it. It's a whole section, and I was like, people are going to drive stupid around you on purpose. That's why I don't let people drive my work van, because they're thinking, like, they're driving like a regular car, and they may drive offensively, and you have to drive very defensively in a van that's wrapped, because people see dollar signs. They want to get paid, and they feel like if they can do something stupid and you hit them, they're going to get $1 million from this company. That's literally how they're looking at it. Like, oh, I'm about to get paid. Let me walk out in front of this van. They're not going to walk out in front of a Kia Optima, but they see your van is wrapped, they will lose it. And they just thinking about, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful when you get a work van. And that's why I was like, I got to dedicate a whole chapter to this, because this is something I never thought about. Got a van, got it wrapped. And I'm like, why are these people driving so crazy around me? Like, this is nuts. Like, I just got my little van. Y'all gonna try to take it from me already? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just, when I started talking to other, you know, other companies and other guys who, you know, even like the UPS guys, like, dude, I got to drive completely different because people see this UPS truck. And, you know, a lot of times people don't know that with FedEx and UPS, you can buy your truck and own your route. And you can be an affiliate of FedEx and have your route and your packages, but not be the FedEx. And you're responsible for your policy and all this stuff. So they're like, man, you know, people swerving, trying to hit my little truck. Like, this is my truck. This ain't FedEx truck. So just having those conversations with people, I started to realize, like, man, it's not just me. So again, that was a whole chapter for a reason, because it's just those are things you need to be mindful of just from past experience. And I didn't have fender benders. I didn't been there and done it. And I know what it's like to go through it. And you got your truck, that's your baby. You got it wrapped. And you know what I'm saying? You just got people who just want to get paid. You know, somebody smashed their brakes in front of you, you tap their fender, they falling out the car. Oh, I can't feel my legs. No, you're like, what? They in wheelchairs. They like, I'm gonna wait for the ambulance. Like, ma'am, you don't even got a scratch. I'm just gonna wait here for the ambulance. Like, what? So you'd be surprised. Like, it's just crazy. But those are things you need to know that can save you a whole lot of money, a whole lot of time, and just, you know, it's just from life experiences. And those are things that I like to make sure I share with you guys and keep you up to date on. Jim, I know you had a question real quick, your hands up.
Oh, it's more of a funny comment. You're right. FedEx, every FedEx ground truck that you see is independently owned. That's their business model for FedEx ground. Mm-hmm. So, and then you just touched on the one thing. Josh also is a paramedic full-time for the city we live in as well. So he really chuckled and you're like, I'm just going to wait here for the ambulance.
My neck hurts.
Oh. Right. Josh, you're a paramedic, man. I was chuckling on that steak and you just watched me like, yeah, he'll be all right. I'm joking. I ain't chuckling on steak. Josh, like, no, man, when I finish my steak, then I'll perform.
I tell you what, we are going to the Hard Eight. You mark your calendar. Hard Eight. That's where we're going to eat. We're coming down. Man.
Bet. Oh. Definitely.
Good.
We had a blast. Let me wrap up so we can go to the after hour real quick. So stand by, guys. Stand by. Let me go here real quick. Okay, real quick for those all 2 million of y'all that's still watching. Let me just end off on a few things. I know we kind of got over to some life lessons, and we always do, because we make sure you know it's a lot to start trying to start a photography or videography company that's in the area of life lessons that you need to be mindful of when you take this journey, take this path. I'm gonna tell you the three lenses, and we're gonna wrap. 50 millimeter, f whatever, doesn't matter. 24 to 70, f2.8, not the f4. 70 to 200, f2.8, not f4. Those are the three lenses you need. Every photographer needs to do business, in my opinion. Now, if you have a niche that may require you to get other lenses like macro or, you know, other lenses, you still need those. But those are the three that if you don't know where to start, how to start, why to start, that you should focus on getting and then growing from there. Don't care about what brand you go with. That's up to you. But if speed is important, you always want to go with the manufacturer that makes your camera. It will communicate best. If speed is important, nature photography, sports photography, weddings, don't cut corners on that. You don't want to cut corners on that. Everything else is almost free game. With that being said, I want to thank you all for watching and being part of this for however long we've been on. 2 hours. Yeah, I'm probably the only person doing 2 hour lives. I think everybody else doing like 30 minutes. But I get to talk about this stuff and it's hard for me to shut up. And that's just life. You just love it. If you love it, you love it. And I love it. Y'all love it. So for those who stuck around or listening to me via podcast, I appreciate you. If you don't, you know, if you're not listening on a podcast, make sure you go to Spotify, you go to Apple Music or wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure you rate us. Go ahead and give us a few stars and write some good stuff down there. Don't just be like, he good. This was great. The boy talk about the money and the, don't just give me something, a little, give me a paragraph or something. Show me a little love. Take 20 seconds. All right. Let me see. Wait. I think he posted a question, but I didn't get to it. My bad. Post your question. I got a few seconds real quick. Post your question again at, and we'll get to it real quick while we get out. But make sure you get your bag, people. Be profitable, right? So you're in an industry where people need what you have to offer. The part that you're missing is understanding how to monetize it. And this is what you need to upgrade to do that. All the gear in the world won't save you. So focus on upgrading this right here. And I promise you, just like everybody else who's sitting here explaining how they have changed and how they've moved forward and have grown their business, it didn't come with better gear. It came with understanding how important it is to upgrade this. So make sure you invest in that. You can go to lynda.com. You can go to Master Course. You can go to Full Time Filmmaker. You can go to Flash Film Academy. I ain't saying you got to come here with me. I'm saying that needs to be your focus to be greater and to be more profitable. So with that being said, I'm going to say good night, everybody. We're about to go ahead and chop it up with the gold members in the after hours where stuff get real raw and like 30 more people jump on. And we say a whole lot of stuff with cuss words and all kind of crazy stories involving cows and people and video footage we had to delete right after we recorded it. Crazy stuff happened in the backgrounds and just everything crazy happens in the after hour. We do not record it. We will not record it. I don't want to be in court testifying for something I heard or saw that somebody said in the after hours. I don't want to be subpoenaed for none of that. So I'm not recording nothing. I'm gonna let y'all be free. Cause I'm gonna say some stuff that I don't want, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be a triple throat punch, uppercut, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA select start type of deal. If you over 35, you get that. If you under 35, you're like, what? It's all good. It's all good. But y'all be safe, and I will see y'all in the next video. All right. Tons of content dropping every day, including our live next week. But we got stuff coming. Gym drop on Friday. Another short tomorrow. Another video on Monday. We got you. We already got videos uploaded through February. So if I slip on, if I get old and slip in the shower, we still gonna have videos. I'm still gonna haunt you from wherever I'm at. Anyway, hopefully that won't happen. Y'all be safe, and I'll see y'all in the next video.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.